B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Amud. We saw in the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that the Mishnah says, "Avol noisein hu l'toichoi o l'toicha kois." One is allowed to pour a lot of cold water into this mecham, into a kettle, or into a cup, which we assume is a keli sheni, kedei lahafshir on, in order to take away the coldness of the cold water. And we're going to see now in the sugya a few other opinions about this. Tana Rabbanon, says the Gemara, we learnt in a brisa, noisein odom chamin l'toich tzoinon. One is allowed to pour hot water into cold water, v'loya tzoinon l'toich chamin, but one is not allowed to pour cold water into hot water. Divrei Bis Shammai, that's the opinion of Bis Shammai. Bis Shammai assumes that tito or govar, always whatever's the lower one, is the one that's the more dominant one. So if the lower one is cold water, even if you pour a lot of hot water or any amount of hot water onto the tzoinon, onto the cold water, the hot water will not cook the cold water. The cold water will just cool down the hot water. But if you pour cold water onto hot water, since the hot water is underneath, it will be the more dominant one and it will cook the cold water that's being poured on top of it. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel say, Bein chamin l'toich tzoinon, ubein tzoinon l'toich chamin, even to pour cold water into hot water, mutar is mutar. Says the Gemara, Bameh dvorim amurim, this is Beis Hillel continuing, that's bekois, in a cup that's also a keli sheni, and also it's made for drinking, you don't want it boiling hot, and we assume that a person will make sure that the water will not get cooked. Aval ba'ambati, but with a bathtub, which is number one, it's a keli rishon, and number two, you want it very hot. Chamin l'toich tzoinon, you're only allowed to pour hot water into cold water. V'loy tzoinon l'toich chamin, but you're not allowed to pour cold water into hot water. Reb Shimon ben Menasya oisir. Reb Shimon ben Menasya says osur, and we'll soon see exactly what he's referring to. At this point in time, we assume that he's referring on ambati, that whereas Beis Hillel said, you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, Reb Shimon ben Menasya said, even that is osa, with regarding to an ambati, a bathtub. Omer Rav Nachman, halacha Reb Shimon ben Menasya, and Rav Nachman maintains that halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Menasya, that it's osa. Says the Gemara, Sovar of Yosef Lemeimer. Rav Yosef wanted to say, Sefel. Sefel is a wash basin. It's a keli sheni, similar to a cup. But even though it's a keli sheni, you do use it for washing, and therefore you want it very hot. So it's somewhere in between a ambati and a kois. So Rav Yosef wanted to say, it's got the same halachas as ambati, since you want to wash in it, therefore you want it very hot, and therefore it will have the more stringent halachas of ambati and not the relatively more lenient ones of the kois. Omale Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Toni Rav Chia Sefel Einik Ambati, you Rav Yosef want to say that Sefel is as stringent as ambati. Rav Chia said in a brisa explicitly, Sefel is not as stringent as an ambati. Another Gemara is going to explain. This that Rav Yosef first wanted to say, the sefel hareu kambati, that even a sefel, even though it's a keli sheni, it's got the same halachas as ambati. V'omer Rav Nachman halacha Rav Shimon ben Menasya, and Rav Nachman we saw said that halachas like Rav Shimon ben Menasya, and Rav Shimon ben Menasya we saw said that in an ambati, even pouring hot water into cold water is asa. If so, elo b'shabbos rechitza b'chamin leka, you're going to have no way in the world of cooling down any boiling water on Shabbos. You want to rinse yourself on Shabbos, just your face, your hands, your feet, wherever you need, and there's no way of doing it. In an ambati, Reb Shimon ben Menasya says, not only cold water into hot water is asa, but even hot water into cold water is asa. And in a sefel, in a wash basin, according to what Rav Yosef thought, it's got the same halachas as ambati. What options are left? Says the Gemara, Misavrus Reb Shimon Aseifa Koyi, what makes you think that Reb Shimon ben Menasya was talking about an ambati? And whereas Bis Hillel said that you're allowed to pour the hot water into the cold water, Reb Shimon ben Menasya says even that is asa. No, Aresha Koyi, maybe it's going on the Resha, which is talking about a cup. And regarding a cup, b'shilil say or b'shilil matirin bein chamin neteich tainon or bein tainon neteich chamin. As we saw, b'shilil say that regarding a cup which is a keli sheni, and you want to drink it, you don't want it boiling hot. And therefore, irrespective of whether the hot water is in the cold water or the cold water is in the hot water, it's mutter. And on that, Reb Shimon ben Menasya oyser tzaynon l'teich chamin. Reb Shimon ben Menasya was saying that hot water into cold water will be osa with the cup, but regarding the ambati, he's going to agree that you can pour the hot water into the cold water, and then you'll have a way of cooling down the boiling water. Says the Gemara, if Reb Shimon ben Menasya holds that regarding a kais, that you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, but you're not allowed to pour the cold water into the hot water, that's exactly what Bishamai said at the beginning of the Braisa, that with a kais, you're allowed to pour the hot water into the cold water, but not the cold water into the hot water. So, number one, why is Reb Shimon ben Menasya holding like Bishamai? And number two, why is Rav Nachman saying, Alocha k'Reb Shimon ben Menasya, we don't paskin like Bishamai? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Menasya, not only was he saying that to pour cold water into hot water is osa even by a cup, he assumed that even Beis Hillel himself didn't hold that way, and Beis Hillel himself said that even with a cup you're only allowed to pour the hot water into the cold water and not the cold water into the hot water. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua Chazino Leila Rava. We saw that Rava loikopid amono. When it came to a keli sheni, he was not makbid whether you pour the cold water into the hot water or the hot water into the cold water, and it was muta. Midetoni Rav Chia, noisein odom kitoin shel mayim l'toich sefel. Since Rav Chia says you're allowed to put a jug of water into a wash basin, shel mayim, of water, bein chamin l'toich tzoinon, irrespective of whether the kitoin of hot water into the wash basin of cold water, or bein tzoinon l'toich chamin, or a kitoin of cold water into hot water, and the wash basin here is a keli sheni. So Rav assumed from there that regarding a sefel, it makes no difference, and everything is muta, in the same way as we saw regarding a kais, according to Beis Hillel. Omale Rav Huna Rav Ashi, Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi, Dilma Shani Hosam Dmifsek Kli. How could Rav say that you're allowed to pour the cold water into the hot water because it's a keli sheni, and bring proof from this braisa of Rav Chia? In the braisa of Rav Chia, that he didn't pour the water in, he put the kitoin, he put the jug with the jug into the wash basin with water. So that was the jug, the walls of the jug were separating between the water inside the jug and the water in the wash basin. How can you bring proof from there to a case where you're actually pouring the cold water into the hot water? Omar le ma'ara itma. Rav Ashi said that in this braisa of Rav Chia, it actually said explicitly, not noisein odom kitoin shel mayim, that you can put the jug into the wash basin. It actually says ma'ara, you can pour the water from the jug into the water in the wash basin, in which case it's exactly the case that we're talking about here, pouring cold water into hot water or hot water into cold water. And in the braisa of Rav Chia, you see explicitly that regarding a sefel, which is a keli sheni, you're allowed to pour not only hot water into cold water, but also cold water into hot water. Itma, the braisa said, ma'ara odom kitoin shel mayim l'toich sefel shel mayim bein chamin l'toich tzeinon bein tzeinon l'toich chamin. And therefore Rava could bring proof from there, from that braisa, that in a sefel one is allowed to even pour the cold water into the hot water. Continues the next Mishnah. Ha'ilfus v'hakadeira she'he'eviron miroischin. An ilfus is a frying pan, a kadeira is a pot. They are both klirishoin. She'he'eviron miroischin. You took them off the fire before the onset of Shabbos, but they are still klirishoin and still boiling hot. Lo yitein l'toichon tavlin, you're not allowed to put spices into this keli rishon after the onset of Shabbos. Avol noisein hu l'toich ha-ka'oro, oy l'toich ha-tamchui, but in a keli sheni, like a plate or a bowl, a serving dish, one is allowed to put spices in because keli sheni ain't a mevashel. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, l'koil hu noisein, You can put spices into everything. Chutz midavo sheyesh bei chaymetz v'tzir, unless there's vinegar or fish brine, which are very hot, so to speak, and they cause the tavlinim to be cooked even quicker, and then it's osa. And it's not clear if Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a keli rishoin, where the Tanakhama say you're not allowed to put spices into keli rishoin, and Rabbi Yehuda argues and says you are allowed to put spices in a keli rishoin unless it's chaymetz v'tzir, or is Rabbi Yehuda going on the sefer that a keli sheini the Tanakhama say you're allowed to put all spices, and Rabbi Yehuda says I agree with you unless it's chaymetz v'tzir? So that's not so clear in the Mishnah exactly what Rabbi Yehuda holds, and the Gemara is going to discuss that. Says the Gemara, Iboyeluhu, Rabbi Yehuda Areisha Koyi, was Rabbi Yehuda commenting on the Reisha on the Keli Rishon, Ulakula, and he was being more lenient than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama say all Keli Rishon is Mevashel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not unless it has Chaymetz Vitzir. Or Oidilma Asefer Koyi, he was talking about a Keli Sheni Ulachumra, whereas the Tanakhama say that all Keli Sheni is not Mevashel, Rabbi Yehuda says if there's Chaymetz Vitzir, it is Mevashel. Toshema, the Gemara is going to bring a proof from a Braisa. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lechol Ilfusin Hunoisin, you can put the tavlin in into any ilfus, into any frying pan, Lechol Akaderis, or into any pots, Roischis when they're boiling hot, Roischis Hunoisin, he's allowed to put the tavlin in, Chutz Midava Shesh by Chaymetz Vitzir. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even in a Keli Rishon, it's not Mevashel unless there's Chaymetz Vitzir. If there's Chaymetz Vitzir, it's Mevashel. Now there's 2 points we have to clarify, that Tosfos seems to say that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the whole discussion here is only with spices. Other things, of course, they get cooked in a Keli Rishon. The second point, it seems from Tosfos, that the whole discussion is a Keli Rishon after it's been removed from the fire. But all the while the Keli Rishon is on the fire, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it is Mevashel. Continues the Gemara. Sova Rav Yosef Lameima. Rav Yosef assumed Melach Hareyu Ketavlin, that Melach has the same halacha as we saw in the Mishnah regarding spices. The Bekli Rishoin Beshela, it gets cooked in a Kli Rishoin, or Bekli Sheni Loi Bishla, but it does not get cooked in a Kli Sheni. Omale Abaya. Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Tony Rav Chia, we have an explicit brisa from Rav Chia, not like you. Rav Chia said, Melach Eino Ketavlin. Melach is not like other spices. The Bekli Sheni Nami Beshela. Salt cooks easier than other spices, and even in a Keli Sheni, it can get cooked, and you're not allowed to put salt into a Keli Sheni. Upliga to Rav Nachman, and he's arguing with Rav Nachman. The Omer of Nachman, Tzricha Milcha Bishulak Bisra de Tura. Rav Nachman holds that salt is very hard to get cooked. It's as hard as meat of an ox, which needs a lot of cooking, and in the Brice of Rav Chia, who says that salt even gets cooked in a Keli Sheni, he's clearly arguing with Rav Nachman. V'ikad Omra, another version of this, Sova Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Melech Areyu Ketavlin, Rav Yosef wanted to say he assumed that salt has the same halachas as other spices, the Bekli Rishon Bishla, Bekli Sheni Eino Bishla, that it gets cooked when you put it into a Kli Rishon and does not get cooked in a Kli Sheni. Omale Abaya, and Abaya said, Tony Rav Chia, the Brice of Rav Chia says, not like you. But not like we saw before, that Rav Chia says that salt even gets cooked in a Kli Sheni. No. Here we're saying, in this version, we're saying, Melach Eino Ketavlin, de Kli Rishon Nami Loi Bishlo. Salt is so hard to get cooked that even in a Kli Rishon, if it's been removed from the fire, it will no longer cook the salt. It will only cook the salt while it's actually still on the flame. V'hainu to Rav Nachman, then he's not arguing with Rav Nachman. It's the same as what Rav Nachman says, that Shricha Milcha Bishula, that salt needs, in order to be cooked, Kabisra Datura, like the meat of an ox, which needs a tremendous amount of cooking, more than the usual. Continues the next Mishnah. Till now in the Perek, we've learnt about Tatmona, we've learnt about Shahia, we've learnt about Bishul. From now, we're going to start learning the halachas of Muktza. There are many, many different types of muktzah and different details, and we're going to learn it in order, and as we get introduced to new concepts, we'll discuss them. Says the Mishnah, Ein noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel boi es hashemen. We know that a typical lamp had a wick sticking out of it, which was a light, and the oil would get absorbed into the wick, and it was common that it would drip a little bit, but generally speaking the drips were very, very few and there was nothing to save there. The question is, are you allowed to take a kli, a regular kli, on Shabbos and put it underneath part of the lamp, obviously without moving the lamp, in order to collect those few drips of oil? Now this oil is muktzah. Why? Anything that's been designated for something that's also on Shabbos, or been designated for something that you're not intending to use on Shabbos, is called muktzah, and you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. So the lamp and the oil inside it is definitely muktzah. The question is, are you allowed to move a kli to serve or to receive something which is muktzah? Are you allowed to move a kli, which this plate should not really be muktzah, it's not muktzah, but are you allowed to put it under the lamp when you're serving the oil that is muktzah? So the Mishnah says, "Ein noisin kli tachas haner lekabel bo yis hashemen." You're not allowed to put the plate under the lamp. And there's two reasons for it. Number one, there's a rule that a kli is only moved in order to, or to serve something else which is not muktzah. And here that the oil is muktzah, there's a rule, ein kli nitel b'shabbos elo l'tzerich dovor ha-nitel. And there's another reason that Rashi says, that since once you put the plate under the oil, and the oil is going to drip into this plate is now going to be a bosis, a base, for something that's muktzah. From that point on, you will not be allowed to move that plate anymore till the end of Shabbos. So it's if you're fixing, you're being kuvea, as if you're cementing the plate down onto the table under the lamp. And that's also a melacha, or something one should not do on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, but if you put the plate under the lamp before Shabbos, mutar, you don't need to take the plate away, but you're not allowed to take away, you're not allowed to use any of the oil that dripped onto this plate on Shabbos, because the oil that dripped on this plate was not intended to be used on Shabbos, it was intended to be burnt in the lamp. And since it's not min hamuchon, it was not initially designated to be used on Shabbos, therefore it's muktzah and you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chizda, Afel pisha omru ein noisnin kli tachas tarn regoiles lekabil beitosa. If a hen decides to lay an egg on a slopey surface, and that egg is going to roll down and get broken, are you allowed to put a dish under the hen in order to receive the egg? So in the same way as we saw in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to put a plate underneath the lamp to collect the oil, so too you're not allowed to put a plate under the hen on Shabbos in order to receive the egg. Ein noisnin kli tachas tarnegoiles lekabel beitzosa. Aval, koife oleo kli shelo tishobir. If the hen laid the egg, not on a slope, obviously. If it would be on a slope, it would have rolled down and smashed. But on in a place which is level, and the egg is there, arrived safely, but now there's a risk that people are going to trample on the egg and break it. So Rav Chisda says you're allowed to take a kli and turn it upside down on top of this egg in order to avoid it from getting smashed. Even though the egg itself is noilad, it's muktzah, it was not there at the onset of Shabbos, you did not intend to use this egg on Shabbos, it wasn't even laid yet. And nonetheless, we're moving a kli to turn it upside down on top of this egg, and this seems to contradict a little bit the Mishnah that says that you do not use a kli for something which itself cannot be used on Shabbos. We'll soon see why Rav Chisda allowed you to move this dish in order to turn it upside down on the egg. Omar Rabbi, my Talmud Rav Chisda. What's the explanation of Rav Chisda? Says the Gemara as follows: Kosova, he holds tarnegoiles asuya lahatil beitzasa be'ashpa. It's common and normal for a chicken to lay its egg in an ashpa, on a flat level surface, like in a garbage pile or anywhere else that's flat. Ve'eino asuya lahatil beitzasa b'mokim madruin. It's not common for a chicken to lay an egg when it's on a slope, on a slopey surface. The Chachomim said that in order to save something, to protect something, which is a common occurrence, it's mutter, even though you're saving something which is mukta. Vatzala she'ena mutzuya, but to save something which is an uncommon occurrence, lo yitiru, that they did not allow. So since laying an egg on a flat surface is common, then, and you don't want people to trample the egg and break it, you're allowed to turn a kli upside down on top of it. However, to catch the egg, that it should not slope down a slippery surface, or to save those few drops of oil, normally there's not enough drops of oil that are called hatzola, that are savable. The few drops that you get collected does not mean you've saved anything. It's uncommon to have a lamp that the amount of drips coming from it is something savable, and since it's not common, therefore we did not allow you to put a dish under the lamp to collect this oil. Continues the Gemara, Eis ve'Abaya. Abaya is asking a kasha. V'hatzala she'ene mitzuya lo yitiru? Are you saying that in order to save a something which in itself is mukta, but to save it from an uncommon occurrence, you're not allowed to move a dish that in its own right would not be mukta? V'hotanya, we learnt in a brisa, nishbaro lo yichovyes shel tevel b'reish gagoi. If somebody had a barrel of tevel, of food, of liquids on his roof, and tevel is mukta, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to take chumas and maisers on Shabbos, because it's as if you are being masakin. You are creating, you're fixing the food. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the tevel is mukta, and now the barrel that was holding the tevel, cracked, is broken on the roof. And if you don't put some kalim there to receive the fruit or the fruits or the liquids that are going to fall out of this barrel, you're going to lose it all. And the Braisa says, maybe kli, you're allowed to bring another kli, umaniach tachteo, to put it underneath this barrel. Over there, we would have thought, it's atzola she'ene mitzuya. Barrels don't just crack, so why are you allowed to move a kli to save something when it's an uncommon occurrence? Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about a type of container that it's common for it to crack. Begulfi chadita, they are new earthenware jugs, and earthenware jugs, when they are new, to shchichi de poki, it's common that they should crack, and therefore this is hatzola, you're saving something from a common occurrence, it's common that it should be at such a danger, and you should need to save it, and therefore you're allowed to put a kli underneath it. Emir Tzeshem, in the next shiur, we'll continue from here.